Guard, could you hold the torch higher so we can see the steps?
No, there's no need. This is your cell.
What's that? Oh, I thought I saw something move in the shadow.
Huh? Rats.
They won't bother you until you're asleep.
If you sleep. Get in there.
No use trying to leave. No one ever gets out of this place unless we let him out, right?
Right.
Hello, boys and girls, dads and moms, all of our friends.
We're so happy you joined us for another story from the time of the apostles.
It sounds like a scary story, Uncle Dan.
Well, of course, in a way it is. It's never pleasant to be in jail. And to be a prisoner in a dungeon 2,000 years ago was a horrible experience. It happened to many of the believers shortly after the time of Christ.
And it happened to the apostles, like Peter and John, several times.
That's right, Aunt Sue. This was the second time they were jailed by the Jerusalem Council.
But I know something very thrilling happened.
Ah, something very thrilling. And the title of my story today gives us a hint. I call the story
Angel in Prison.
Following the healing of the lame man at the temple gate in Jerusalem, Peter and John were called before the religious council and ordered to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. But the two disciples answered that they could but speak of what they had seen and heard. And when the council had further threatened them, they let them go. Then John and Peter rushed to tell the other disciples what had happened.
Peter, John, tell us what happened.
Just give me a moment.
The council told us, commanded us never to speak about Jesus, but we told them...
It seems that we had courage from God.
Yes, it was the Holy Spirit speaking through
us. We found ourselves saying... You decide whether God wants us to obey you instead of him. We cannot stop telling about the wonderful things we saw Jesus do and heard him say.
And then what?
They threatened us and let us go.
Oh, praise God!
Praise the Lord!
Oh, Lord, creator of heaven and earth and of the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor, King David, your servant, saying... Why do the heathen rage against the Lord, and the foolish nations plan their little plots against Almighty God? And now, O Lord, grant to your servants great boldness in their preaching.
As they prayed, the mighty power of God again came into the room.
Send your healing power, and may miracles and wonders be done by the name of your holy servant, Jesus.
The building where they were gathered shook with the power of the Holy Spirit, and the believers were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. They all were of one heart and mind, like one loving family. Even though many were poor, they all shared their possessions, so none went hungry or cold. Some of the believers had land or houses and sold them. They brought the money to the apostles to be used by all. One of these believers was Barnabas from the island of Cyprus.
There you are, Peter. The money from the field I sold.
Thank you, Barnabas. I know God will bless you for showing your love in this way. Many of the new believers have been fired from their jobs because of their faith, so this will really help them, as well as the widows.
I wish I had more to give.
The Lord will provide when faithful followers like you yield to his love.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Peter?
Yes, Ananias?
My wife, Sapphira, here, and I have talked it over, and we've decided...
Yes?
Well, as my husband said, we've decided to do our share. We know God is among us.
We have some property also. Not very large, but it should bring a very good price.
We've been saving it for our old age.
But we want to sell it and give the money for those in need, our fellow believers who have nothing.
That's very kind of you, Ananias and Sapphira. I'm sure you will be blessed.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure we will. Come, dear. Let's go see the land buyers.
The Lord is really moving among his people.
Yes. Yes, he is, Barnabas.
Come now, Eli. Surely you can do better than that for such an excellent piece of property.
If I do better, I will starve. But tell me, Ananias, why are you so anxious to sell your land? I thought you and your wife were saving it for your old age.
We don't know if you would understand.
Perhaps if you tell me, I can save you from making a mistake.
Well, we have joined the followers of the way, the Jesus group.
Oh. That is not so unusual nowadays. I hear many thousands have joined that synagogue. Another rabbi to follow? Living or dead? What is so amazing about that?
We want to be part of their community.
And many have sold their property and given it to their poor.
Ah, yes. It's all very strange. And you want to do the same, hmm?
And is that such a bad idea, Eli? These people take care of each other. We are not young anymore. Besides, sharing our little wealth will be an honorable thing to do.
Honorable? Perhaps. Foolish, perhaps.
No, make it another 100 drachmas, Eli. You still get a bargain.
That much? Then I, too, will have to join the followers of this Nazareth and eat at the common table. Poverty is not the goal of a businessman, Ananias. My original offer still stands. Not a drachma more.
Well, what do you think, Sapphira?
We could do better if we waited, but...
All right, Eli, it's a deal.
Very good. Come with me and we'll sign the papers and get you the money. Of course, you can do what you wish with it. Still, I think 1/2 the sale price would be an honorable amount to give to your people. That would give you a little to count on in case something happened. After all, you've worked hard many years to pay for that land.
It's good to get home. Very tiring day.
You have the money bag?
Of course. Oh, can you imagine, dear, that there's enough in there to buy a little farm?
That's a lot of money. The apostles should be pleased.
But you sound worried, unsure.
I can't help it. Who knows what will happen with the followers of Jesus? Peter and John were already thrown into prison. Perhaps it will happen again. The council is very angry at them. If the followers are scattered, where will we be?
I never thought of that.
All of our years of hard work. Perhaps, like Eli suggested, it would be wise to just give a part of the money.
But we made a promise to give all the money for the sale of the land.
We were not thinking straight. What with all the excitement, Peter and John preaching like they did, Barnabas giving his money. But Barnabas is much younger than we are.
Well, true. Perhaps we should have been more careful. Well, still, to give the money will be an honorable thing to do. They will hold us in respect.
But some of the believers gave only small amounts. They were treated just as well as Barnabas.
So?
If we gave, perhaps 2/3, or 1/2 the sale price, that's more than most have given. We will have fulfilled our promise.
At least in the apostles' eyes.
It's a lot of money. And we'll have a little left over.
Just in case something bad happens. And we can give more later if things work out well.
A brilliant idea, Ananias. Oh, I always knew you were smart.
Well, I hope I am. Tomorrow I'll take it to Peter. And you take the rest of the money changers. We might as well start collecting interest right away.
Let's count it out right now.
The plans had been laid. Ananias and Sapphira had made up their minds to deceive the apostles. The next day, Ananias took part of the money and hurried to see Peter.
Ananias, it's good to see you.
Greetings, Ananias. The peace of Jesus be with you.
I brought the money, Peter.
Oh, yes, from the sale of the land.
Yes, it didn't bring as much as we'd hoped.
Still, that's a lot.
A very generous gift.
God bless you, Ananias.
Ananias.
Yes?
Something is not right here.
What do you mean?
Is this all the money from the sale of the land?
What do you mean? All the money? Why, of course.
Ananias, Satan has filled your heart.
What's wrong?
The property was yours to sell or not, as you wish. Wasn't it?
Why, yes.
And then after selling it, it was yours to decide how much to give, right?
What's Peter getting at?
Yes, of course. Now, please.
When you claimed this was the full price, you were lying to the Holy Spirit.
No.
How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God.
No.
Ananias has fallen down. He's dead.
Bring a sheet. Cover the poor man. Take him out. Treat him with respect. Prepare him for proper burial.
Pardon me. Please, let me through. Have you seen my husband, Ananias? He came here.
Ananias? That is... Yes, he was here about 3 hours ago.
Where is he?
You'd better ask Peter. He's over there.
Peter? Why? What happened?
Peter will tell you.
Peter?
Yes, Sapphira?
Where is Ananias? He was here a while ago.
Yes, he was here. He brought a gift.
Yes, yes.
Tell me, did you people sell your land for that amount?
Why, yes. That's the amount. That's what we got.
How could you and your husband even think of doing something like this? You conspired together to test the Spirit of the Lord. Don't you think he knows what is going on?
I...
Just outside that door are the young men who took your husband away to bury him.
Ananias? Dead?
They will carry you out, too.
You can't deceive God.
Out of fear, some people left the church, but others, hearing of the power of God at work, joined. The apostles continued to do many miracles in the name of Jesus. Sick people were brought to them for healing.
Peter healed me. I was blind, but now I see.
I was crippled. Now I can run and jump.
Praise the Lord. His mighty power is among us.
Our deliverer has come.
But there was a group of people who were angered by the attention the apostles were getting. These were the members of the National Council.
Look at them, crowding around those fishermen. Disgusting. The ignorant following the ignorant.
All Jerusalem will soon follow them.
We must stop them now. This time, they will not live to preach again. Call for the guards. Arrest them.
Now?
Right now.
Guards, come here, quick. Arrest those two men. And don't be gentle. Kill if there's any trouble.
Yes, Your Honor.
Men, follow me.
Watch your heads.
Out! Oh, watch it, Peter. These ceilings are low.
Watch out for the slippery steps. Water drips around here.
Guard, could you hold the torch higher so we can see the steps?
No need. This is your cell.
What's that?
Oh. I thought I saw something move in the shadows.
Rats. They won't bother you until you're asleep.
If you sleep, get in there.
No use trying to leave. No one ever gets out of this place unless we let him out, right?
Right. First, there's this gate to keep you in.
And then we'll be outside the outer gate.
The Lord Jesus will be with us.
Ha! Even he couldn't get you out of here. Come on, let's go. These prisoners won't go anyplace.
What are they in for?
Disobeying the council. Mm-hmm. I hear the high priest would like to have them stoned, or at least keep them here forever.
Well, Peter, this isn't our first time in a place like this, is it?
And it may not be our last.
Remember, fishermen, no one can get past this gate without my permission. Not even your Messiah.
Looks like we'll be in here for a little bit.
I don't think the Lord wants us here for long. And I know the others are praying for us.
Remember what the Lord told us. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. Yes, John. I'd rather be here with Jesus than in a palace without him.
Peter and John rested most of the night in the dungeon. Then, just before morning, a brilliant light woke them up.
John, wake up.
What is it?
A light. A brilliant, glorious light.
It's an angel from the Lord.
He's opening the cell door.
beckoning for us to follow him.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
No one's stopping us. The gate ahead is opening, too.
The guards must be sleeping.
Look, the gate is closing behind us without a sound.
We're almost outside.
The angel wants to tell us something.
Go to the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
He's disappearing. He's gone.
Go over to the temple and preach. Did you hear that, John? We've always been too frightened to go right into the temple. Always stayed in Solomon's hall.
Well, it's almost morning. Let's go. The worshippers will be gathering soon for morning prayers.
Peter and John hurried to the temple and began telling others about Jesus. Unaware of what had happened, the high priest and his associates were gathering in another room to decide what to do with the two disciples.
Let's get right to business, brethren. Gamaliel, it's good to have you with us today. Your wisdom will be very useful.
Thank you, Honorable Caiaphas. What's so important that we must meet this early?
It is the case of the two rebels who continue to preach about that impostor Jesus of Nazareth.
I see.
Guards?
Yes, Your Honor.
Go quickly and bring Peter and John from the prison.
Yes, sir, right away.
You had them imprisoned, Caiaphas?
They were ready to cause a riot. We had to act quickly to avoid further trouble.
I see.
What a cold place. There's the guard at the gate.
Halt! State your business.
The council has sent me to bring Peter and John. You are to release them to my charge.
No, of course. This way. Here's the cell.
It's empty.
That's impossible. See, it's still locked. Hold the torch up there.
They're gone.
That's impossible. I can't believe it.
You slept and they escaped.
No, no one could get past the gates and us. See, they're still locked.
I'd better tell the council immediately. There's going to be trouble. And that's the story, sir. We got there and the jail doors were locked and the guard was standing outside. But when we opened the cell, no one was there.
Impossible. What kind of plot is this?
If they can heal a lame man...
I won't listen to such nonsense. It's a plot.
Still, the people believe...
Those peasants! Guards! Find those two fishermen and drag them here.
Pardon me, Your Honor.
What is it?
We found them. John and Peter.
What? Where?
In the temple, sir.
Hiding?
No, sir. Preaching. Thousands are there, listening to them. They're talking about Jesus of Nazareth.
What kind of power is this? In the temple? Blasphemy! Arrest them! Bring them before us! Don't let them get away with this a moment longer!
Yes, sir.
How can we, God's leaders, uphold his law against such treachery? Where will it end?
The guards found Peter and John preaching in the temple itself. They arrested them without violence, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council.
So, here you are again. Didn't I tell you last time never again to preach about this Jesus? And instead, you have filled all Jerusalem with your teaching. What do you intend to do? Turn the people against us? Blame us for his death? Why don't you stop?
Your Honor, we must obey God rather than men.
We are God's leaders.
That's right. Besides, you can't disobey us.
We are chosen to uphold God's laws.
The God of our ancestors brought Jesus back to life again after you had killed him by hanging him on a cross. Then, with a mighty power, God exalted him to be a prince and savior so that the people of Israel would have an opportunity for repentance and for their sins to be forgiven.
What do you know about forgiveness and God? You are Galileans, fishermen.
We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to all who obey him.
What are you talking about?
Blasphemy. What's this talk about a Holy Spirit?
Now
we have one God.
Don't let them live any longer.
Quiet! The honored Gamaliel wants to speak.
Good.
He's wise. Yes. Let's listen to Gamaliel.
Go ahead, Gamaliel.
First, send these men outside.
Guards, take them outside the room, but guard them with your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, noble rabbi. You are an expert on these matters. Tell us what you think.
Men of Israel, take care what you are planning to do to these men. Remember, some time ago, there was that fellow Thutis.
Yes, the rebel, we remember.
He pretended to be someone great. About 400 others joined him, but he was killed, and his followers were harmlessly scattered.
Yes, and God judged them.
After him, at the time of the taxation, there was Judas of Galilee. He drew away some people as followers, but he also died, and his followers disappeared.
Another false messiah.
God judges these things.
And so, my advice is, leave these men alone. If what they teach and do is merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop them. Lest you find yourselves fighting even against God.
Well spoken.
Yes. That's right.
But, Caiaphas, we just can't let them go.
We won't. We'll have the rebels whipped.
Good, good. They must be punished, if not with death, then with pain.
We warn you again, Peter and John, never to speak in the name of Jesus. We've spared your lives this time, but to help you to remember our commands, you will be whipped according to our law. Guards, do your duty. Don't hold back.
Oh.
That should teach them. Untie them. Let them go.
In great pain, with their backs bleeding, Peter and John stumbled out of the council room. The priests were amazed at the words of praise on the apostles' lips.
Praise God, for he is good.
We have been counted worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let him be glorified.
Holy Scripture says, "Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for his name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ."